Amen. So, okay, this morning I want us to look, we're going to look at a story in Matthew 25, verses 20 or 14 to 30. You can look it up. In the meantime, I'm going to share what we're going to talk about this morning. We're going to talk about talents this morning. It's not necessarily your talent as in your ability, although we are going to talk about that. The talents that it mentions here is more about money or precious metal. So we'll just say it's money, because in some versions it'll talk about money. We're going to read about it in a second, and we're going to look at a master who had three servants and how he gives them something precious to him. He gives them talents, and then it's up to them to look after them. And so this morning I want to talk about stewardship. I want to talk about looking after what we've been given. I want to talk about stewardship. I met a guy last night. He's just recently trained up as a steward, so that means he goes along to different events, different music festivals, different activities that's going on, and he stands there. You know the guys with the jackets on, says steward in the back. Don't look at me, I'm too cross. No, he's a lovely guy. And he just wants to, he's looking out for people. That's his whole goal, is that people have been entrusted into him. There's a team of stewards at the festivals, at the different events, and it's their job to keep order, to look after people, make sure everybody's okay. And so that's what I want to talk about this morning, about us being good stewards. The Bible tells us that we need to be good stewards of the Word, which is the Bible, the Word of God, the things that God has told us. And that simply means is that Jesus has come to earth. He has given us all that we need to go through life, to have an abundant life. And he's saying, look after it, invest in it well, take care of it, and I will do great things through you and out of you. And so we're going to talk about that this morning, being good stewards of God's Word, but being good stewards individually and in our lives and with the various different things that comes into our lives. That seems like an opposite kind of worldview, because today in our world, it's all about what I'm going to achieve, what I'm going to do, what I'm going to get, what's the new things that I'm going to buy next, what's the new things that I'm going to get next. But God is saying this morning, he is looking for good stewards. He is looking for good stewards, people that will recognize that everything that they've got has come from God. Every good gift, the Bible says, every good gift has come from above. Every precious and good gift, every good thing that we have in our lives comes from God. And so this morning, our goal is not really to go out and try to find more possessions and more this and more that. Our goal is to look after what God has given us. And we're going to see in a moment in this story, as we do that, then God will constantly increase us and add to us, and he will constantly reward us. God will do the rewarding. We don't have to worry about going and looking for things. We look after what he's already given us. So this morning, we're going to look at being good stewards, and I hope that by the end of it, we're going to realize that God's success and God's success for our lives is looking after well all the things that he has given us and continues to give us. We've been blessed abundantly. We've been blessed with every single thing that we have. And our job is to look after it wisely and well. So we're going to look at it, Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. It says this, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded them and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had 2 talents gained 2 more also. But he who had received just 1 went and dug a hole in the ground, hid his Lord's money and buried it. After a long time the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who received 5 talents came and brought him 5 other talents, saying, 'Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' He also looked at the guy with 2 talents and he said, 'Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. And Lord, I have gained 2 more talents besides them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' Then he who had received 1 talent came to him and said, 'Lord, I knew you would be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there is what you give me. This is what's yours. Have it back.' But his Lord answered and said to him, 'You wicked and lazy servant. You knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter seed. So you ought to have deposited my money or your talents into the bank. So at least when I come back, I would have had interest and I would have received what you give me back with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even that which he does have will be taken away. and cast that unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. Amen. That's God's word this morning. It's talking about talents. It's talking about the different things that God gives us. It begins at the very start of it. And Jesus said, this is what the kingdom is like. This is a picture of the kingdom. So this is a parable. And so when we look at a parable, we know it's a heavenly story with an earthly meaning. You know, so it's like it's a story to illustrate a picture of heaven. And so this morning, God is trying to illustrate to us what heaven would be like and what it's like to be a Christian as if we were living in heaven now on earth, if we're going to bring heaven to earth and we're going to be the people that God has called us to be. And so Jesus speaks to these guys and he gives them an illustration. And he said to them, this is a bit like the kingdom of heaven. Lots of people, lots of different talents, lots of different abilities. Jesus, we know, came way back 2,000 years ago. He died on the cross. He said at the end of it, he said, I've got to go, but greater things will you do. Don't worry, because there's one coming just like me. There's one, the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And he's going to give you all that you need. He's going to be beside you. He's going to walk with you. He's going to help you to pray. He's going to help you to talk to people about my love. He's going to help you to go forward in my love. He's going to help you to go forward in grace, mercy, forgiveness, love. And so this is what we have this morning. This is what we have. We have the Holy Spirit who's enabling us to be everything that God has called us to be. And so you can see from the story, everybody has different talents. The first thing to note is that everybody has a talent. Everybody has an ability. God doesn't leave anybody out. It's true that different people have different abilities, but everybody has talents. Everybody has abilities. Everybody has valuable things given to them by God, whether it's money, whether it's possessions, maybe it is position, whether it's relationships, doesn't matter. If it's precious, it's from God. If it's good, it's from God. These have been entrusted into us. We're thinking about our talents this morning. We're thinking about our abilities. We're thinking about possessions. We're thinking about our relationships, thinking about our life. To be a good steward as a Christian, to be a good steward this morning, we're thinking about our life and how we will live our lives for God and how we will invest our lives for God. We're thinking about our jobs. We're thinking about our finances. Of course, money. Money is important. Without money, we can't do anything. God wants to bless us with the money that we need. I want us to look just at a few of those verses this morning and drill into a few points to hopefully encourage us. First one I want to look at is that all was given by the master. I think this is really important to know. If we're going to get the whole concept of stewardship and realize the whole point of being a good steward, we have to recognize that everything that we've got has come from God. You see in the story that the master gave them absolutely everything. It was almost like the master said, I'm giving you something precious. Will you look after it? And I believe this is what God is saying to each and every one of us. I'm giving you something precious. I'm giving you your life. I'm giving you your family. I'm giving you all your possessions. I'm giving you absolutely everything that you've got. Will you recognize that it comes from me? Because if you do, then you'll look after it well. You'll look after it well. And in the story, when the guy had 5 talents and he invested them wisely and he got another 5 talents, you know what? Those new 5 talents were still God's. They weren't his. Because he invested with what God had given him. And so anything that he reaped, anything that he was rewarded with, was still God's, was still the master's. And so this morning we need to realize that whether we're at the bottom or we're at the top, we have got there because of all the blessings that God has given us and all the ways that God has enabled us. So never forget that everything that we have comes from God. If we know that, then we'll recognize the fundamental point that we're supposed to be stewards. And not almost like foragers trying to go out and get everything for ourselves. We use what God has given us. As we look after what God has given us, he will give us more. That's the way of the kingdom. That's the way that God is trying to explain to us this morning with this simple parable. All has been given by the master. Our job is simply this, to look after well what we have been given. To look after well what we have been given. And whatever way that works out, we look after it well. Take care of things, look after things well, invest them well if it's about money. If it's about our children, we look after them well. We bring them up as best we can. We pray for them. We look out for them. We try to be the best example that we can be. We're entrusted with these great things from God. Our job is to look after them well. If we realize that, then we're going to go places this morning. If we realize that this morning, then we're going to get the heart of the message and the heart that God is looking to share to us this morning. Without realizing this, nothing else is going to make sense. Without realizing this, we'll continue to try and do all of ourselves, all by ourselves. We'll continue to try to do everything in our own strength, and ultimately, we're going to fail. Second point this morning, no matter how many talents everyone has, there's still opportunity to gain more. You can see from the story it wasn't that fair because one guy got 1, another guy got 2, And the third guy got five. It doesn't seem like that fair. Like in our world, it doesn't seem like that fair. Everybody should get equal. But we know this. Every one of us are born equally. Every one of us are loved equally by God. But when it comes to talents and ability, there's just some people are good at these things and some people are good at those things. That just seems to be the way it works out. And even when you find someone who's good at the same things that you're good at, chances are you're either better than them or they're better than you. Just seems to be the way it works out. So we know in life, this is true. We know that we meet people that just have tremendous talent, tremendous ability. But the number one rule and the number one thing to remember this morning from this story is that no matter how few you have or how many you have, there's always the same opportunity for more. The guy with five gained five more. The guy with two gained two more. I can trust you this, the guy with one, if he had invested it wisely, would have got one more also. What would he have ended up with? Two. I think this is a really important part to the story, is that I truly believe the guy that started off with five could have quite easily started off with one, but he invested it wisely. And then he gained two, and then he gained four, and then he got to five. I truly believe that. Some of us do start off with greater abilities in certain areas, but for most of us, we start off with the basics, and then we just get better and better and better. And I believe this is what God's heart this morning is, to be good stewards of his word, good stewards of the things that God has given us. Same opportunities for more. No point grumbling about the person beside you who's incredibly talented, incredibly beautiful. You can get better. You can get better in everything that you do. God will work with you. And if you work with God, he will do tremendous things in your heart. You may start small, but many is on the way. That's what we can see from this story, is that the guy started off and said, right, I'll invest this wisely, I'll look after this wisely, and then they were rewarded with two more or five more. God is saying this morning, if you will look after maybe the small things that I give you, there is bigger along the way. There is bigger to come. But there's so much to learn in the small things. There's so much to learn when things are simple, things are easy. Maybe you've just got one kid in your family. You've got one child in your family. That's fine. Look after it for a while. When four more comes, you'll be busy. You know what I mean? Get good at looking after one. And God is saying this morning, look after the few things that you might have at the start, and I will add more to them as the time is right and as the time is right for you. No matter how many talents everyone starts off with, there's still the same opportunity for more. Number three, growth comes from using what you have rather than looking for new. I think we fall into this trap all the time. We're constantly always trying to say, well, look, I've got this, but I'd really want that as well. And I'm pretty good at this, but I'd like to get really good at that as well. And it's just what's in us. We're just passionate about life and we're enthusiastic and we want to get better at loads of different things. But I believe the Lord is saying this morning, growth, true growth and true success from the kingdom in terms of this illustration that we're looking at this morning is looking after well what you've got, developing well what you have already rather than always saying, oh, I wish I had this and I wish I had that. Because if you're not careful, you'll just wish years away. You'll wish months away. You'll just wish your life away, people say. It's a statement that people will refer to. Just be like, oh, I wish it was like him, or I wish I had all that they had. I wish I had all that that person got. You know what? I would suggest that the reason that person has many things is because they've worked hard. They've looked after the talents and abilities they've got. They've worked hard with the money that they've gained, and they've invested it wisely, and God has increased them and increased them and increased them. I believe this is the way life works. Good stewardship will lead to good growth. If we look after well the things that we have, it will cause us to gain more and more and more. There's no point always looking over a shoulder and thinking, oh, I wish I had this or I wish I had that. You look at the car and you do it all the time. You're driving down the road and like, oh, I'd love that car. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's like if we're always constantly thinking about those things, it will distract us from the things we have already. Don't get distracted with the great things that you have already. Even in your own life, even in the midst of the storm, we're singing about the storm this morning. Don't get distracted with the good things that you have already in your life, because that's a great tactic of the enemy. It's a great ploy of life. It's a great tactic of the devil. He would love you to get distracted on all the things that you don't have rather than focusing on all the good things that you do have. God this morning is saying, you have lots of good things. I know this because God tells me this, and God is good, and he only does good things, and God has blessed us with great things. So this morning, let's be mindful of the things that we do have rather than always being worrying about the things that we don't have. If we look after well the things that we do, we will get better. I remember just a simple story this morning. Way back whenever I was in university, you had to go on a work placement. And so I really, really wanted to go to this company. And the company was BT in Belfast, big high tower. That's where I wanted to work. That was the dream for me. I wanted to go there. So I worked hard. I prayed hard. You know, I worked hard, but I prayed hard. I was like praising hard, but I worked hard. I give it my best because I really, really wanted to go to this company. It came down to the very last minute. Everybody else had got their placements. But I still had hope because BT had yet to announce that what students were going to come to them. And of course, at the very end, they said, yeah, we've decided. And I was chosen. It was amazing. I enjoyed it. I loved it. I thought it was the special one. Thought I was chosen. I was like, thank you, Jesus. That's exactly what I wanted. And I remember getting there the first day, and the guy says to me, look, we do a different, because when I was in university, it was like software. So I'm sure everybody knows what software is. I was a software programmer. That's what I was doing, writing software, learning and training how to do that. And the guy meets me the first day, and he says, look, I recognize all the different pieces of software that you can, all the different languages that you can write software in. But the software that we use in BT is totally different. So it's just a totally different language. It's totally different than we ever used before. And he set this challenge, and he said, look, you've got a week to learn what you need to learn in here, and after that, you'll be able to do the rest of the year. If you don't learn what you need to learn in the next week, you'll just sit here and twiddle your thumbs. You got to go for it. And so he gave me a challenge, and he says, right, use what I know you've got inside of you. Use the abilities and the talents that I know you've got inside of you. How did he know that? He wasn't God, but he recognized what was written down on my CV. He saw the modules that I'd done at university. He recognized that I had the potential there if I was willing to apply myself. I had the growth there if I was willing to go for and train up and learn these new languages inside the remit of what I already know. And so I sat there for a week and I studied it and studied it and studied it, and eventually I cracked it. I was able to work the rest of the year developing the software that they wanted me to develop. But you know the amazing thing about that is that I started off with zero ability in that area, but I had a kind of an ability in general. You know, it was like, okay, you've worked on, let's give you a good example. I'm a mechanic and I've worked on Mercedes my whole life. I've never worked on any other car. And then I turn up to the garage and it turns out to be, I don't know, BMW. And they say, you gotta learn how to fix BMWs. You've got the skills there. You've just never specifically worked on BMW before. And that's what the guy recognized. And I believe that's what we have this morning. We start off in maybe small things, and then we grow and grow and grow. You know, the good news of this whole story is for me to share with you, to give you a real-life example from my life, is that that piece of software that I learned in a week that I ended up developing over the next year is the same language, is the same piece of software that I have my own business, and it's not an empire yet. Hopefully it will be. Keep praying for that, and then I'll all give you loads of money. But it has grown and grown and grown and grown and grown because I developed what God had already given me. I developed the talents and the abilities that God had already placed in me, and it just went from strength to strength. Now, was there trials and ups and downs along the way? Absolutely. But God was for me, and if God is for me, who can be against me? If God is with me, who can stand against me? Because nothing is impossible when we believe in him. So take the small things that you have. Work with the small things that you've got. Allow people to inject faith into you. This guy put faith in me. He says, I know you can do this. Go for it. You've got the talent. You've got the ability. Go for it. Use it. Grow in it. God's saying this morning, I know who you are because I made you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made, the Bible tells us. He knows every single thing about us. Never give up. Never give up. Keep on going. Even if you have to keep knocking, I don't know how many doors to get a job, or you have to keep praying, I don't know how many years for your kids, or you have to keep going through the toughest battles, just keep going because you will get stronger. You will get better. God is for you. Who can be against you? A simple story, if we just apply ourselves and we just concentrate and put our mind to things, we will get better. If only I had more time and a bigger house and a better car and lots of different things, we could wish our whole lives away with that. Or we could start investing in the things that God has already given us, building up on the talents and ability that God has already blessed us with, and getting better and better and better. Another quick story on that before we move on. Went to a conference a few years ago. There was a guy called Martin Smith there. He led a band called Delirious. I'm sure you've heard of that band. If you haven't, a great Christian band, rock band, traveled the world doing great things for God. They came to the end of their time, and they're not really doing the band anymore. And Martin goes back to his home church, and they're planting a new church out of his home church in a new area. There's lots of different people with lots of different needs, lots of homeless people in the area. And so the church comes up with an idea. Let's do a soup kitchen. Let's just boil up loads of soup, cook lots of soup, let's bring people in, give them tea and coffee, and let's be a blessing to our community. A wee bit like what we were doing this last week in iHeart Armagh, just trying to do something positive, trying to do something good for the community. And so Martin comes to the pastor of the church and he says, Pastor, I'll do anything. I'll do absolutely anything. What do you want me to do? I'll wash dishes. I've not really done that before, but I'll do it. I'll cook soup. I've never made soup, but I'll learn how to do it. I'll work in the car park. Whatever you'd like me to do, I'll do it. Now, Martin was a great world-class singer-songwriter, had developed his gift through a lifetime of just writing fantastic songs. You've probably sang the songs and maybe didn't even realize. Pastor turns around to him. He says, Martin, you know what I'd really love you to do? I'd really love you just to maybe sing a few songs as people are like eating their soup and drinking their tea. He's like, what? I'm almost like fed up singing songs. I just want to serve people. I'd rather work in the car park. I'd rather work in the kitchen. And he was like, Martin, you don't really know how to do that well, but you're really good at singing songs. You're really good at playing music. That's your gift. That's your gift. Continue to invest it. Continue to grow it. And I think this morning, and the point that he made from that, and it's just a sub-point of what I'm trying to share this morning, is almost find out what your gifts are. And if you don't know, ask God, and he will reveal them to you. Just get busy serving God, and you'll soon discover the gifts and talents that God's given you. But find out what you're interested in, or you probably already know because you know yourself. What are you interested in? What are you good at, or what are the things that you kind of would like to do? I remember starting off and just saying, I like working on computers. I thought, I'd just love to be a programmer. I just decided one day, I'd love to do that, and I just went for it with my whole heart. Maybe God put that in my heart. That's what I believe, that just God had put that dream in my heart, and that's what I was following after. But Martin made a simple point. He said, look, find out whatever you're good at or whatever talents and abilities you've got, and then become great at them. Become great at them and use them for God's glory. Get better and better and better, almost at that one thing, rather than trying to be good at many things or maybe never succeeding at being good at many things. Find out that one thing that you could be great at and just go for it and study it and seek after it and look after it and treat it well and watch it grow and grow and grow. His music took him all around the world. His music was a blessing to so many people, probably thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of people from generations to come, because he just laid down himself and followed after his dream and went for the things that God had given him and developed them and developed them. What's the precious gift that God has given you? What's the thing that God's saying to you this morning to look after? Is it a talent? Is it ability? Is it your abilities? Is it your kids? Is it your job? Is it finances? Is it your, you know, just looking after wisely the things that God has given us. Number four this morning, where have we invested our talents? You can see from the story that two out of the three invested wisely, but one out of the three invested poorly. And I want to encourage us this morning and almost challenge us this morning. Where are we investing the things that God has given us? Where are we investing our time this morning? You know, where are we investing with all that God has given us, the time that he has given us, the abilities that he has given us? They could be really good things, but they may not be God's things. You know what I'm saying? They may be really good things, but they may be not God things. And so I encourage you this morning just to pray about where you're investing the most precious gifts that you've got. Where are you investing the most precious things that you've got? And almost allow God to speak. Now, that's not saying that you need to suddenly overnight become a missionary to Africa. You could be investing your time and abilities in a godly way into your workplace. And that's amazing. And go for that and continue to increase that. But just pause for a second, maybe even now as we're speaking, and just talk to God, just in your mind, or maybe later on today, and just say to God, where should I be investing? Where am I investing the things you've given me? Is it the wisest move, or is it time for me to reinvest to somewhere else? Two out of three invested wisely. They reaped a great harvest, but one didn't. They lost what they had. And that's an important message for us to hear, because if we don't invest wisely, we could lose the things that we have or almost fall back in the ways that we've been. Now, with God, there's good news, because there's always a comeback. There's always a way out. He's always looking to reach down to lift us up. But God is saying this morning, be mindful of that, because the things that you've gained for a long time, you could throw them away. You could throw them away. And so I want you to be good stewards. I want you to be mindful that everything you've got comes from me. You know, sometimes we can throw our precious gifts away, because after a while we think to ourselves, well, it's all about me now. You know, everything that I have, I've done this. And if you're not careful, you could move from, wow, everything I've got's come from God, until everything I've got, oh, I got this. And we can get to a place where we could maybe lose the main purpose of our lives, lose the main purpose of where God has called us to, and almost get to a point of, it's about me. And I would suggest when we get to that place, it's very easy and very quickly can we lose the talents and abilities that God's given us. But hey, if we will turn around, if we will say to Jesus, look, I've made mistakes, he will always lift us up. So always know there's a comeback in God. Always know in God he will pick us up, he will lift us up, and he will bring us forth. But where are we investing our talents this morning? I'm encouraging us to look after our talents wisely, to look after the things, the precious gift that God has given us, and invest it wisely, and we will see great things coming out of it. Just a couple more points this morning as we come to a finish. A good steward is a blessing to others. This is the last point. I wanted to leave this one to last because I thought it's the most important one, or one of the most important ones. A good steward is always a blessing to others first and to God rather than themselves. A good steward this morning recognizes that everything that they have been given is not only to bless them, but to be a blessing to everybody else. You know what I mean? It's like every talent, every ability, every finance, every job that we have got, it's our goal to go in there and be Jesus. It's our goal to go in there and to help others out. It's our goal to go in there and be an influence, a positive influence for God's glory and for his kingdom. 1 Peter 4:10 says this, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. The Lord has sent us this morning, let me make it really clear, everybody has been given good gifts. Everybody has a gift or many gifts, but use them to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace. Use the grace that God has given each one of us. Use grace to encourage people and lift people up rather than to push people down. Use grace to activate people and give people the power that they need to go forward. Like, you can do that. I'm behind you. I'm praying for you. I was thinking about you. Encourage each other up. This is the good gifts that God has given us. A good gift of encouragement. A good gift of just remember to ask someone, how did your week go? You know, we're using the good gifts that we have. We're using them for the right purposes. We're thinking about others rather than always thinking about ourselves. Acts chapter 2 is a great example of the early church. And, you know, my dream is that that's what we're going to become like if we're not already getting there, that we're going to keep on going like that. Acts chapter 2, at the end of it, says that the people would just meet together, just like this. They'd just come together. They'd talk about everyday things. They would pray about everyday things, but they would do it together. And it says that as they would eat together, as they would pray together, as they would talk together, as they would just hang out together, as they would go through life together, it says that God would abundantly bless them and he would add to their number daily. You know what my dream is that God would add to our number daily. People, precious people, because people are the most precious thing to God. People are. And I believe this morning that we're talking about stewardship, not only to get it right in our own lives, but to get it right in our own hearts, to recognize that God has given us each other. God has given us each other to look after well, to take care of each other well. And as we do, he will increase us and increase us and increase us. And we will go from joy to more joy, from hope to more hope. And we will see God overflow in our hearts and in our lives. My goal, our hearts this morning in Vibe, is that we're going to become like that early church, Acts chapter 2. God would do great things in their midst. Signs and miracles and wonders would flow in their midst. Anybody that was in need, everybody would come around them and say, we will help you out. I love that. I love that heart. So someone says, hey, we're really struggling at the moment. If we only had £100, it would help us to pay this bill. We just come around and we say, hey, we'll help you out. I'll give a fiver, I'll give a tenner, I'll give 20. That's the heart of God. Because at some point, you might need somebody's help. It may not be financially, but it might be emotionally, or it might be physically. You just need someone to help you do something. You know, it could be anything whatsoever. But if we will work as a team, if we will look after each other well, God will add to us. God will increase us. God will cause us to grow. God is faithful. I believe this morning that God has given us Vibe. I believe that God has given us Vibe. I believe this morning that the reason God's laying it on my heart to share with us is that God is saying, if we will be good stewards, you will continue to increase and increase and increase. If you will get the heart of stewardship, if you will get the concept, if you will get the idea of biblical stewardship, God will cause us to always increase. God will cause us to always overflow. God will cause us to always grow. There will be bad along the way, but we will have more than enough to overcome it. We will have more than enough to go around it and to go over it or to go under it. God has given us Vibe this morning, and I believe if we look after it well, God will cause it to always flourish. I believe this morning that God has given us this wonderful building. I believe if we look after it well, it will continue to function well. It will continue to meet our needs until the time comes where it's not big enough, and then he'll give us something else. That is the way our God works. He's continuously supplying all of our needs, and the most precious thing that God has given us is each one of you. That's the most precious thing. God has given us each one of you. He's given you us as a team, as a family, if we will stick together, look after each other well, then God will continue to increase us and cause us to grow. I said already, God is faithful. And so just finally, what are the things that God has given us? What are the precious gifts? What are the precious things? What are the precious lives? What is the precious, what about even our own precious life that God has given us? How are we looking after it? How are we being good stewards of the things that God has given us? If we are good stewards, God will give us 5 more, 2 more. If we're poor at stewarding the things that we've got, God will say, hey, I might have to take that thing back. I might have to take that thing back for a while because I want you to grow. I want you to learn. Let's not bury the things that God has given us. Let's not be racked with fear and worry. That was what happened, the guy with one talent. He was just worried. He was consumed with worry and fear. He was afraid of his father. We love our father. We have a holy fear of God, but we love our father because we know that he loves us because he sent his son to prove it. He sent his son to prove it. We know that we're much loved. We know that God loves us with an everlasting love. Let's return the things that he has given to us with interest. Let's invest wisely the things that God has given us. People, possessions, finances, whatever those things are, let's invest them wisely. Use the gifts and abilities that God has given us and watch how God will continue not only to grow us, but to grow us as a body. Maybe your first step this morning is recognizing who God is. Maybe your first step this morning, because you've never really recognized who God is in your life, or maybe you've never really recognized this idea of stewardship. And so maybe that's the place where you start this morning. But once you do, then God is saying, hey, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to reveal to you all the things that I've given you. And so maybe this morning, just as we're finishing, maybe it's time to almost do some reinvesting. Maybe it's almost time to think about our own lives and just pause for a moment and just say, Lord, what are the things that I'm investing in? Are they always the best things? Are they always God things? Are they just good things? Are they even sometimes bad things? If they are, then we kind of need to change those things and ask God to give us the strength to change those things. But just to take a moment and just say, God, are all the things I'm investing in wisely? Just to give you a silly point as we're finishing, I remember a guy one time used to travel all around the world telling people about Jesus, telling people about God. Was an amazing guy, still is. God spoke to him one time and said, I want you to give up golf. Guy's like, what, golf? I love golf. Golf can't be bad. You know, it's an amazing thing. God was like, no, I want you to give up golf. He was like, I didn't want to give it up. I can't go around all the world. You know, I give up my whole life for you. I'm a full-time missionary, a full-time speaker. I go around everywhere. I don't have many things, but golf is one thing that I'm not letting go of. And so he had this almost like a row with God. This guy who went around the whole world telling people about God, here he is having a row with God. And God says, no, I want you to give up golf. He's like, no, I'm not giving up golf. It's the only good thing that I have. I'm not giving it up. There's nothing bad at all in golf. God says, I want you to give up golf. Eventually, the guy gave up golf. You know what? After 6 months, God said to him, you can have golf back. It's not a problem anymore. You can have it back. It's not a problem anymore. You know, sometimes things can be good things, but they can just end up taking too much of us. They can end up just being stealing too much of our time or just stealing too much of our finance or just taking away from us too much. And sometimes God may come to us and say, I want you to give that up just for a while, just because I want you to recognize who it's really about. It's about the gift giver rather than the gifts. It's all about me. It's all about Jesus this morning. And so if you've not recognized that yet, then dedicate your heart to God. Ask Jesus to come into your heart this morning and just reveal to you. We're going to finish off with a song. And as we do, we're going to pray for just a moment. So I'm going to ask the guys to come and just get ready to sing. Hey, let's stand this morning as we just pray for just a moment. And just as we're... Let's just close our eyes this morning just for a moment. And just as we're closing our eyes, just before we pray, I just want to remind ourselves again about that verse that he gave the first two servants. He said to them, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness, or come and share your master's joy. And Lord, I pray you would make us mindful this morning as we would be good stewards with the things that you have given us. You will abundantly bless us. I just want to this morning, I want to know Jesus, I want to know God. And I pray this morning, it's very easy. The Bible tells us if we would just believe in our hearts and confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, then everything will change. Then we'll be saved. Then Jesus will live in our hearts forever. Then we will live in eternity with Jesus forever. We will not be lost, but instead we will be found. If we will turn from the ways that we've been living before, we will walk after God. Everything changes. Lord, this morning as we will sing Rise, would you cause the Spirit of God to rise up in every one of our hearts? I pray this morning as we would sing Rise, Lord, would your praises rise out of our mouths, Lord? Would they just come out of our mouths and overflow as we would sing? Lord, this morning as we would stand to sing for you, let us rise up for you, let us go further for you, let us be all.